Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're diving into something super local today.
Definitely local.
The Deer Park Parks and Rec Winter Spring 2025 Activity Guide.
Oh, wow.
So if you are in Deer Park, La Porte, Pasadena, Texas, this one is for you.
Your guide to fun.
Yes. And it might seem like it's just about parks, but we're going to find out it's way more than that.
So much more.
Yeah, we're talking community events,
Yeah.
volunteer opportunities, even some travel stuff.
Travel.
Yeah. So stick with us and you'll find out all about it. And there's some really exciting things in here.
Oh, I know, I'm excited.
Like a brand new community center, some really cool inclusive events, and of course, our favorite Roscoe the Rec Dog.
Roscoe, he's back.
He's back with a new look and a new tagline. So we will definitely get to that.
Can't wait.
And maybe we could even win some bingo prizes along the way.
Bingo.
All right. So are you ready to jump in?
Let's do it.
Okay. First up, new and improved spaces.
All right.
And there are some big ones coming our way. The Dow Active Complex opens in summer 2025.
Oh, wow. Summer 2025.
We are very close, and it's going to be huge, 65,000 square feet.
That's a lot of space.
They are putting in a fitness center, gymnasiums, a walking track.
You know what's really interesting about this?
What?
They're also putting in an indoor pool specifically designed for recreation and therapy.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it really speaks to how Deer Park is focusing on accessibility and wellness for every single resident.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Need to be great.
And the renovations don't stop there because the Jimmy Burke Activity Center is also getting a major upgrade.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, groundbreaking is in February 2025.
Coming right up.
And it's going to be even bigger than before, adding more space for events and programs.
And did you see they're including a historical museum in the new design?
Really?
Yeah.
That's so
I
cool.
think that's really awesome. A cool way to lend the past and the future.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we're growing and changing, but we're not forgetting where we came from. I like that. Now, while those big projects are underway, there are also some smaller improvements happening.
What are they doing?
So, Battleground Golf Course, they're getting bulkhead repairs, a new roof for the driving range,
Oh, nice.
and some much-needed cart path fixes.
Always need it.
And then over at Glenwood Park, they're adding more parking and building a new bridge to the Spencer View Athletic Complex.
Oh, that's going to be so convenient.
Yeah, much easier to get to.
All of this really shows how Deer Park is invested in making it easier and more enjoyable to get out and enjoy the community.
Yeah, definitely making it easier for residents to be active.
Yeah.
And speaking of making things accessible, I was really impressed with how much the brochure emphasizes adaptive recreation.
Oh, me too.
It's really clear that Deer Park Parks and Rec is committed to creating inclusive spaces and events.
And they're doing it in such creative ways.
Yeah.
Like, did you see the Eggcessible Egg Hunt?
That is so cute.
Such a cute name.
I love it.
They also have the inclusive Bike Rodeo and the inclusive Grooves Gala with the Skittles Band. So cool.
I love that they're using these events not just to provide access, but also to really celebrate diversity and inclusion.
Absolutely.
It just makes you feel good to be a part of this community.
It does.
And it really sets a good example.
Definitely.
Now, spring break is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Parents might be wondering what to do with the kids during that
Oh,
time.
no, mine are.
This activity guide has some great ideas. They've got the classic spring break camp at Claude Burgess Center with all the usual camp fun.
Oh, nice.
Outdoor games, arts and crafts, field trips.
Fun for the little ones.
But for the teens, there's something extra cool. Teen adventures and appetites.
Teen adventures and appetites. What is that?
It's like choose your own adventure for
Yeah.
spring break. Laser tag escape rooms, pottery painting, go-karting.
Wow.
They even have a dessert making activity.
Oh my gosh, my teenager would love that.
It sounds amazing, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we've talked new spaces, inclusive events. Now, let's move on to something that I think everyone loves, Roscoe the Rec Dog. He is back, and he has a fresh new look to match his new tagline, Paws Up for Parks and Play.
So cute.
It's very cute. And be sure to scan that QR code in the brochure to see a video all about Roscoe.
Ah, oh, I gotta see
Yeah,
this.
it's pretty adorable. And there's a Connect the Dots activity featuring Roscoe for the little ones.
Ah.
So they're really getting them excited about parks and recreation from a young age.
Oh. You know, this brochure really does a great job of showcasing all the ways people can engage with their community no matter what their age or interests are.
Yeah, you're right. There's something for everyone.
Definitely.
So let's dive into the programs themselves. We've got sports, fitness, and arts galore.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, for every athlete out there, we've got adult softball leagues, youth, pickleball, even fencing classes for different age groups.
Fencing?
Fencing.
That's interesting. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, and what I find interesting is that they're not just focused on organized sports.
Right.
There are also lots of options for people who want to get fit on their own time.
What kind of things?
So they have High Low with Margot.
What's High Low with Margot?
It's their fun, modern take on aerobics.
Oh, okay.
And for those who prefer a more like mind-body approach to fitness, there's Yoga Pilates and Bar with Norma.
Oh, I love Bar.
And for the more traditional gym goers, the Avon Fitness Center is fully equipped with cardio machines, weights, and even an outdoor walking trail.
They really do have a little bit of everything.
They do a little something for everyone.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
They're making it easy for everyone to find something they enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of variety, let's talk about the arts.
Okay.
If you're looking to tap into your creative side, Deer Park has you covered.
Oh, I love that.
They've got art in the park and anyone can paint. And those are perfect for beginners.
Nice.
And they even have a paint with your pooch session.
Why paint with your pooch?
Yeah, you can create a masterpiece with your furry friend.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
And speaking of masterpieces, did you see the upcoming Art Park Players Productions?
Oh, no. Tell me.
A funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
A classic.
And Sister Act, those are sure to be crowd pleasers.
That's for sure.
And for the younger generation who are interested in theater, there's the Junior Art Park Players Program.
Oh, I didn't know about that one.
It's a great way for kids and teens to learn about acting, singing, and dancing.
I bet they love that.
Yeah, and it's really amazing how many different programs they offer.
It is.
It really shows that Deer Park Parks and Rec is really committed to providing enriching experiences for everybody in the community.
Yeah, they really are.
All right, so we've covered new spaces, adapt recreation, spring break, fun fitness, and the arts.
A lot.
And we're only scratching the surface.
What else is there?
There's so much more in this activity guide.
Okay, so much more to come.
So much more to come, so stay with us.
You know, as we're looking through this activity guide, I am just so impressed with how much Deer Park prioritizes its senior community.
Me too. Mm-hmm. It really seems like the Maxwell Adult Center is the place to be if you are 50 or over.
Oh, yeah.
They've got so many activities.
I know.
Everything from fitness classes and social gatherings to educational workshops.
What really caught my eye, though.
What's that?
Was their Hearts for the Homebound initiative.
Oh, yes. That is such a heartwarming program.
Yeah. Instead of just focusing on, you know, the people who can come to the center.
Right.
They're actively reaching out to seniors who might be homebound and need a little extra support.
Yeah, and the brochure mentions that people can donate things like non-perishable food items, yeah. Holiday trinkets, puzzles, books.
Yeah, even just a friendly visit.
Yeah, just a little company can make a huge difference.
Absolutely, and for seniors who want to be more prepared, you know, for those unexpected situations, there's the Houston TranStar CERT class.
Yes, CERT stands for Community Emergency Response Team.
That's right.
And they teach practical skills like disaster preparedness, fire safety, basic first aid, and search and rescue.
Wow.
It's about empowering seniors to be self-sufficient even during emergencies.
Yeah, I love it. That's great. Okay, now let's talk about something a little bit more fun. The trips.
The trips. The Maxwell Adult Center has planned some amazing excursions this year.
I know. Get ready for some serious travel envy.
I know, right?
They've got Colette tours to New England.
Wow.
South Dakota.
Oh, nice.
A Shades of Ireland tour and even a Spotlight on New York City holiday tour.
Oh, my goodness. And if cruising is more your style, they've got a Princess Alaskan cruise.
Wow.
Imagine seeing those glaciers up close.
That would be amazing.
Bucket list for sure.
Yeah, it's important to note, though, these trips are going to cater to different activity levels.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Some are going to involve more walking and physical exertion than others.
Right, so be sure to check the brochure for details.
Yes, definitely.
They provide details on the level of activity required for each trip, so you can choose the one that best suits you.
Yeah, and it's not just about far-off destinations either.
Oh, what else is there?
They also have these local trips like Vintage Voyagers, trips to nearby attractions like museums, casinos, historical sites, even a brewery.
Oh, fun.
They have something for everyone.
They really do. And it's a great way to stay active, explore your own backyard, and make new friends.
And I love that they have Thrifty Thursday outings.
Oh, yeah.
Designed to be fun and affordable.
That's awesome.
Making those experiences accessible to everyone.
Yeah, that's great. You know, something that really stands out to me is how Deer Park really emphasizes those intergenerational connections.
Yes.
It's not just about having separate programs for kids and seniors.
Right.
It's about bringing everyone together.
Exactly. And they have events like the Grandparents' Day Crocodile Encounter.
That sounds fun.
And the Mother versus Son Archery Showdown that encourage people of all ages to interact and have fun together.
I love that it's such a refreshing approach.
It is.
It's like they're saying, hey, we're all part of this community.
Yeah.
And we're stronger when we connect with each other.
We are.
And speaking of community connections, let's not forget about the events that are designed to bring the entire town together.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the block parties at Bayou Bend Park Fun Frenzy at Dow Park and the Free Movies in the Park series.
Those are always a hit.
Always a hit. And well, then there's the holiday celebrations like the Easter egg extravaganza and the pooch hunt. Yes, for our furry friends.
So cute.
It's fantastic to see so many opportunities for people to come together, celebrate, and have a good time.
It really creates a sense of belonging and shared experiences.
Yeah.
Which is so important for a strong community.
It is now, before we move on to the final section, there is one more important aspect of this brochure that we need to highlight.
Okay, what's that?
Deer Park's commitment to national excellence.
Oh, yes.
Deer Park Parks and Recreation is seeking reaccreditation through the Commission for Accreditation of Park and Recreation Agencies.
CAPRAI.
CAPRAI, that's right.
I always want to say CAPRAI like the pants.
I know, me too.
But it's CAPRAI.
It is CAPRAI. So for those who might not be familiar with CAPRAI, can you explain what that means and why it's important?
Sure. CAPRAI accreditation is like the gold standard for park agencies across the country.
Wow.
It means that Deer Park meets 154 national standards of excellence.
Wow, that's a lot.
And has been thoroughly evaluated by industry experts.
So it's not just about a fancy title.
No, it's about demonstrating a commitment to providing top-notch services.
Okay, so what does that mean for residents?
Well, it can lead to increased funding opportunities for parks and rec, improved operational efficiency, even better customer satisfaction.
Oh, wow.
And it also shows that Deer Park is dedicated to transparency and accountability.
Okay.
They're willing to be held to a high standard.
Yeah.
And to continuously improve to get reaccredited, they have to submit evidence of compliance with all those standards and undergo a site visit from CAPRAI experts who will assess their facilities, programs, and operations.
Wow, so it's a pretty rigorous process.
It is. It's a final exam.
A final exam.
For parks and rec departments.
But clearly, Deer Park is up for the challenge.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And the fact that they're pursuing this reaccreditation speaks volumes about their dedication to providing the best possible recreation experience for everyone in the community.
Absolutely. It's really inspiring to see a community that is so invested in its parks and recreation services.
It is. It really makes you feel good to be a part of it.
Yeah.
It's a clear indication that Deer Park is a place where people can live active, healthy, and fulfilling lives.
Absolutely.
But hold on, everyone. We're not done yet.
What's next?
There's one more fascinating piece of this puzzle that we need to explore: the construction projects that are shaping the future of Deer Park's recreation landscape. Okay, so we've talked about all the amazing programs and services.
Right.
But now it's time to put on our hard hats.
Oh, yeah.
And check out the construction projects that are going to make a big splash in the future.
I'm excited.
Me too. First up, the Dow Active Complex.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be a whopping 65,000 square feet, and it's on track to open in summer 2025.
That's coming up quick.
I know. I am especially excited about that indoor recreation and therapy pool.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I think it's going to be a fantastic resource for the community.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're also going to have a state-of-the-art fitness center, gymnasiums, a walking track. I mean, they've really thought of everything.
They really have.
And the progress updates show they're moving right along. The roof is installed. The bathhouse is renovated, and the brickwork is coming along nicely.
Sounds like they're creating a space that's both modern and functional.
Yeah.
A place where people of all ages and abilities can enjoy themselves.
Definitely. And while we're on the topic of exciting new buildings, let's not forget about the Jimmy Burke Activity Center.
Yes.
They are giving it a major makeover.
Yeah.
Blending the old with the new in a really interesting way.
Tell me about it.
All right. So it's going to be a 55,780 square foot facility with larger event spaces, upgraded technology.
Nice.
And a historical museum.
That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah. And they're adding a new dog park, convention style meeting rooms, and an outdoor seating area.
Mm-hmm.
And they are breaking ground in February 2025.
I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, it's really great to see that they're preserving a part of Deer Park's history.
Yeah.
While also creating a space that meets the needs of the modern community.
It really shows their commitment to both the past and the future.
Yes, it does. Of course, it's not just about these major community centers. They're also making improvements to Battleground Golf Course.
All right.
So we've got bulkhead repairs, a new roof, and lighting for the driving range, and cart path fixes.
Those are some much-needed improvements.
They're going to make a big difference for golfers.
For sure.
And let's not forget about the Glenwood Park project.
Oh, yeah.
More parking and a new bridge to the Spencer View Athletic Complex will make it so much easier for people to access those areas.
I love that. It's all about making recreation more accessible and enjoyable for everyone.
Yeah, and it's clear that Deer Park is putting its money where its mouth is when it comes to supporting an active and
Yeah,
engaged community.
absolutely.
It really is inspiring to see how much thought and effort they're putting into creating these spaces where people can connect, have fun, and live healthier lives.
You know, I think as we wrap up our deep dive into this activity guide, the takeaway is clear.
What's that?
Deer Park is a community that truly values its residents and is dedicated to providing them with the resources and opportunities they need to thrive.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
And whether you're interested in fitness, the arts community events, or just enjoying the outdoors, there is truly something for everyone in Deer Park.
There is.
And with all these exciting projects on the horizon, the future of recreation in this town looks brighter than ever.
So if you live in or around Deer Park, LaPorte, or Pasadena, do yourself a favor and grab a copy of this activity guide.
Yeah.
It is packed with information and inspiration. Explore the programs, check out the events, and get involved in your community.
You won't regret it. And if you enjoy this deep dive and want to support our mission of empowering local communities like Deer Park, we encourage you to visit our website, thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
The link is in our show notes.
Thanks for joining us on this journey through the world of Deer Park, Parks and Recreation.
Yes.
Do you hope you found it informative and inspiring?
Until next time, keep thinking and acting locally.
And remember,
pause up for parks and play.